So the Gemara here brought what it had already brought on the other days. The member of Herbalaza, Phil like Kasabay Lashita Akas Lishma, Shuvay Netzarech. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, there appears to be a Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learned Shita Akas means Shita Rishaina Sheba Shema Isha Isha Hazman. Now, how Rashi had such a nusach, I guess, that in the first line he squeezed in the name of the man and the woman and his man, is very difficult to understand what Rashi meant by this. And that our nusach has the shema ishva ishav hazman in the first line, and that Rashi's nusach, Rashi in the last parak says brings down a nusach haget. And therefore, it's very difficult to know what Rashi meant that Shita Rishayna Sheba Shema Ishva Yishav Hazman. So the technical aspect of Rashi calling it Rishayna is problematic. But putting that aside, the concept that Rashi says is that the part of the get that the Edom have to say before I nechtav is the Shema Ishva Yishav Hazman. That appears to contradict Taisus on Hayavad Beis, where Taisus said that all you need is the very first line of the get, whatever it might be. And Taisus explained, because stama, if you start at lishma, if you're writing something, and you write it stama, you start writing it, you continue writing it, you write the whole thing lishma. So Rashi and Taisus appear to argue. L'chaira, we had on the top line of Avam and Aleph, the Kan Kulmasa, we had that it's even enough that the Edom hear the sound of the pen. And Rashi brought two pshatim. The first pshat Rashi brought was even if you hear him just sharpening his pen to write it Lishma, and he says Lishma. That's good enough, because you assume he finished Lishma. And then Rashi said, no. That it means the sound of the writing of the pen. L'chaira, those two pshat, and again, Taisus can hold even the sharpening of the pen. Because Taisus holds it's enough for Lishma, just the preparation. If you start in Lishma, you do the whole thing Lishma. So what does it mean? The first line? Or even Kankumasa, even if you had it sharpening the pen Lishma, it's also good because there's an assumption of continuation. Rashi, Mishitasai, holds apparently that the Gnid, Lishma, Dafka, the writing of the Shema, Yishma, Yishav Hazman. So the Gemara just saying that even if you didn't see it, you just heard him writing, and you heard him say Lishma, then that's also good enough. I don't know how you know which words he's writing, unless you hear him saying the whole thing, Lishma, there's Lishma during the whole writing. And you go, look what he wrote. You see, he wrote the Shema Yishva Yishav Hazman. But it appears to be Pashtus Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. There's a second issue, which is brought by Rishayim. The second issue is a totally different issue at first glance. Totally different issue that has to do with Rav Elazar's memory. And that is that Rav Elazar says, Afilu l'kosev l'shita achas l'shma, that's enough shita achas l'shma, the Gemara brings its stoma here, and the Gemara in Haman pays also. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. L'chaira, this whole sugya, this whole memra of Shita Achas Lishma is all going like Rabba, who holds you have to write things Lishma. Right? That's his Lashon. I feel like Kosev El Shita Achas Lishma. And that's the whole Svara of Taisus. If you wrote one line Lishma, you probably wrote everything Lishma. This whole discussion of Shita Achas, Shita Rishayna, is all like Rabba. Fret the Ravid, Kasha on the Rift, the Rift passes like Rabba. He says, what do you mean? There's the Stam Gemara of Shita Achas that everyone talks about, and it's going like Rabba. And the Gemara chaps it on Stama. The Gemara didn't say Bishlam ala Bishlam ala Rava Kashal ala.
It's nice to say
Edus.
Can't just say Edus. It's not true.
Say
that has to be Lashma. He doesn't have to, but we ask him to say it
on Lashma. Remember, does Rava say he hasn't said Lashma? Remember, Rava, less later, Rabba, be Katani, Bafari Nechav Lashma. Katani, Bafari Nechav. The Pashtas derive it at least, which is saying, obviously, it's going to have to be true somehow. But the Pashtas of Rava is not that way. The Pashtas of Rava, Rava said, Rava, less later, Rabba, be Katani, Bafari Nechav Lashma. The Mishnah says, Bafari Nechav. So the Pashtos, the Ravid is asking that this whole sugi is going like Rabba, and that's his like Rabba, and the Ravid therefore argues with the Rif. The Ravid holds we pass on like Rabba. That's the Ravid Shita, because we have these stump gemaras. Way around. However, we don't pass on like the Ravid. We pass on like Rabba. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch pass on like Rabba. So why did they bring this din? Afilu shita achas. Why did they bring this? In Shulchan Aruch it's brought in Kuf Mem Beis. What was it? Tes Vav, I think. That you need a lishma. Afilu shita achas. You need b'farinyachdav. Even b'farinyachdav shita achas. Well, why are you bringing it la'alacha? Why this is only Rabba, not like Rava? The according to Rava, why do you need Bafana Yachtav Taka? Rava says it's out Zeus. Why do you need Bafana Yachtav at all? Let him just say Bafana Yachtam. So the Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph said, now Rava doesn't want it should be like any ordinary kiyum. People think, oh, every kiyum is good when an eidachad. Therefore, Rabba also holds you have to say Bafana Nechtav. What the Taz in Kufman Beis of Kut Yigimel is saying is that somehow, we have to see a Hezber, but somehow like Rava, that you have to say Bafana Nechtav because of the Kshash and Dilma Silach Lufay, you also need Lishma. Rava also needs Lishma. It's not the main reason for the whole Takana. But once we say the Masilach Lufay, Rava also needs Lishma. The Taz says he doesn't have to say Lishma, he just has to know Lishma. He has to say Bafarei Nechtav. But he has to know Lishma. And that knowing Lishma is good enough, even Shita Achas. And then it's good. Now that Chiddush, which is apparently true, because the Shulchan Aruch says this way, actually, the Ramban on Hay Amud Beis brings such a svara, and he says, because what comes out, if you accept this kiddush of the Taz, that Rava also needs Lashma, comes out, we had a machlekes Rava and Rava. So Rava is like the Rava, that's the Gemara. Rava holds of Rava's reason, he holds of Baal, that we already know. Now we're saying that Rava really also holds you need Lishma, just like the Rishash writes in parentheses, it's not the Ikar HaTakana, it's not the main thing. Rabbo, the main thing is Kiyum, but he's also mighty in need Lishma. So, what? Well, you only need to, right. Stoma, I won't have to be Chashish HaShalat Lishma. In a case where I need the Kiyum of the Bafanei Nechtam, I need this as well. So that's a big chiddush.
You don't need
the kiyum, you don't need the kiyum. That's what I'm only. The Rishash wants to use this idea to say that Rashi and Tosfos may not even be arguing. It could be that the Tosfos on Hey Amud Beis is going like on the Gemara of Rabba. Gemara is talking like Rabba. That the main Nakuda is Lishma, because you have to know Lishma. So it's good enough, you know the first line. So now, if the first line was Lishma, we assume everything was Lishma. That's what Bnei Rabba. According to Rabba, that the chash is Dilma Asi Lach Bufei. That the reason that you need this whole thing is Dilma Asi Lach Bufei. So afraid people are going to confuse this Kiyam Shtaris with other Kiyam Shtaris. So you have to say Bafanei Nechtav. According to Rabba, the Bafanei Nechtav is why is on the main part of the Shtar, which is Shemay Shemish Shavazman. They said, so you have to be able to say this on what? Not the first line, but on the main part. And if you feel it sounds like a taichik, why should it be that way? He points out that Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos, when Hey Amud Beis says first line, on Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara said for the first time, Asi Lach Lufei, and when Rabbi worried Asi Lach Lufei, Tosfos said, that bechetzi harisha yesh by shema ish by ish of azman shu ikar aget min kamil sub loy afi lach lufe. Tosfos Taka said it on Gimel Amud Aleph. That if you're worried of Dilma Asi Lach Lufe, which is rather shita, the only reason you say Bifani Nechtav is you're worried that they're going to confuse it with other shtaris, so then the ish azman, that's what counts. Why should that be that way in Svara? I couldn't figure out exactly, but Tosfos says it. So Memeila, it's Yitachid that there's no Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi and Tosfos are like Rava, that you have to know Mikra Din, that every line is Lashma, and has to start from the very first line, you have to know everything is Lashma. Like Rava, that the main thing isn't Lashma. The main thing is Kiyum Shtaris. Because the Dilma Asi Lach Lufe, we stick in this concept of Lashma. Like Rava, you have the requirement that the Lishma be, the Pfanei Nesta be, on the Ikra Get, which is Shema Ish, Shema Ish of Azman. Like Taisa says in Gimel Amud Aleph. So,
That would
appear to be an afkamina. Rav will require the kiyum, but the kiyum will be adequate. It's in Yoshua also.
When the Gemara makes an afkamina valid,
because Tosfos Medina
b'Nes Hayom,
and Rav
holds you don't need it.
Tosfos Medina b'Nes Hayom.
Yes, so how
are we going to learn it? No, when you guys are Asi Lach Lufei, then you need Lashma. When you guys are Silach Lufei, so then we require a Bafanei Nechtav, a complete Bafanei Nechtav. When we're not guys are Silach Lufei, then this whole thing is because of Silach Lufei.
Maybe the Taz is Beferi saying it in Rava.
Taz is very big kid, so it's not so clear what he means, but he's the first thing in a rough. It's in the first.
Taz doesn't mention anything about Lishma. Because Taz is just saying that in order for it to be Ksiva, they need the Isha, then they need the Ksiva.
Which Taz is on Gimel or on Hay?
Gimel.
Right.
That's what
they really
need, and
no one's making it, so you have to unfold that you need a Tila, but it's not... It's true. Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph doesn't say you need Shema Isha, Isha, Azman, Lashma. Right. Just need Befanai on Shema Isha, Isha, Azman. So it's talking no proof. It's talking no proof in Gimel Amud Aleph. It's talking not a proof. The Rishash is just suggesting... I think the Rishash does point out that our Tosfos, Hamevi, towards the end... Tosfos is also Beino Sheyeir Al Ikarak Siva. Tosfos also says that you go bust the Ikarak Siva. So if you go bust the Ikarak Siva, then you go bust the Ikarak Siva. So that we have to be with our. What?
Those are being more massive than
so Rava, that's what bothers me about this whole thing. Rava comes out, like I phrased it, he's more maker. Rabbi says you have to know from the first line. Rabbi says it's enough not the first line, which is true. But it's also chumri. That I don't understand. Rabbi is more makel. You don't need the first line. That's I have no problem. But that Rabbi, why Rabbi would be more machmir? Why is the first line also good enough? The first line was written Lishma, it all goes in Lishma. So that's the clue that I don't, that I said before, I don't have a race why it should be that way. But, okay. Kachim Edvar. Close to sit there. What you could do is look at if it's his number, you know. The Yeshua on Hayamid Beis adds an interesting Nakuda. He's also bothered by the Ravitz Kashin. And he adds a Nakuda Yisaidi to the whole our whole discussion. He says also that Rava holds you need Lishma. Rava holds you need Lishma. Why? Why? And we said that Rava holds that people are Bikiyim in Lishma. So Pnei Yeshua says that he wrote a Yisayid B'makam Acher, that Kibosh Kasafti writes that Yisayid, that even when you say Mechan Raiv, Lechat Chilav, you shouldn't rely on Raiv, you should try to be with higher things. That Raiv still needs a bearer. We don't rely on Raiv by itself. He says, Hey Yais, is such a Yisayid. So now, it makes sense that when Rava required, Befarei Nechtav, he said, Lechat Chilav, we want that the aid should say Lishma, that it's Lishma too. That the aid should also either say Lishma or apply Lishma, however you learn in the Taz, but he has to say the word Lishma, or he has to know the Lishma. But there has to be Lechatchila, a bearer, even when he's arrived. He calls it a rive, because the Gemara is the way we're made. It doesn't really go past a rive, I mean. He says that Hayais, that Saif, it's not everybody. Maybe he means after the Gemara's teretz on that, that's maybe found in the Ashba. Even though the Saifim know, not everybody knows. Saif, like the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Raif. A Raif is not a Vadai. And since a Raif is not a Vadai, we can tell people that Lechatchila, we want that the B'fanei Nechtav, that's what Rava meant, that the B'fanei Nechtav should be with the Shema. So Triple Yezer, even Shita Achas is good enough. That makes it ois right, that makes it a vaday, and that's good enough. This is the Yeshua's Yisai.
What's the whole purpose? If you're not going to find out that it's really Shema,
we will find out.
He doesn't have to say
Lishma. See, if he has to say Lishma, it'll be much better. The way that Taz phrases it, he has to say a B'fanei Nechtav, which somehow implies a Lishma. Because we're assuming, when he said B'fanei Nechtav, we're assuming he knows he's talking about it yet. The thing that he says B'fanei Nechtav and implying a Lishma, you have to remember that Tosfos held that every B'fanei Nechtav implies a Lishma. Rashi said you have to ask him, he has to answer. But Tosfos said if a person says, I saw get written, it means I saw written for real, not for practice. So if B'fanei Nechtav implies a Lishma, the chiddush is that's good enough in the Shita Rishayno or in the Shema Yishvi Shavazna. It would be different. So the implied is more than a right. The implied means we basically we understand things that way. This is sight of the Pnei Yeshua that Raiv is not treated as a vadai. When the Torah says you go bas a Raiv, you go bas a Raiv. It's a halacha. But it still has dinei suffik. This is a side that is brought for Shem Rabbi Kivager. It's one of the Talmidei Rabbi Kivager in the Sefer Aksava Kabbalah brings this as a side, a shasi side, that Raiv is not to be treated as a vadai. That even though the Torah says you can go bus a Raiv, the Torah gives you a heter, you're allowed to go bus a Raiv. But don't think that that's a vada. And the ikker place that this Rabbi Kivager is brought is in the sugya in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says asiri vadai v'lay asiri safik, that meiser, you only have to give meiser behema if you're vadai that there's a chiyuv ma'isa. A safik, even though usually safik deras lachumra, but a safik by ma'isa behema is lakula gzeres akasu, asiri vaday v'loy asiri safik. A safik, you don't have to give ma'isa. But remember, above Metzia, the Gemara says, kofatz echad min ha-menuyim l'saycha. If you counted out animals, you separated ma'isa. And one of those that you counted is you already separated ma'isa, it's chulam, jumps back into the corral. Now you can't recognize which one is the one that's not chayiv ma'isa. So first the farmer gets upset. You know, the animal went out of line without permission. He jumped back into the corral, gets very upset. But afterwards, he saves a lot of money. Because now that whole bunch of animals is part of from Isis. Because now it's a series, but you can't count 10 and know for sure that this is the 10th. Because any 10 you count, maybe this is one of them. So it's not a series of other, a series of Safik. So, Ois Kiyam Isis. As I said, Gemara. The Rosh there says that this did. It's true, lightly by in the corral. In the corral, it's considered a ghost safik gomer, it's a siri valuable, a siri safik. But even if it was parish, even if, let's say, you had 1,000 animals in a corral, one jumped in, now you don't know which it is. And there were 10 animals that were parish, they were 90, they ran out of the corral on their own. They have 10 that were parish, called the parish Maruba parish. The chayra from those 10, I should have to separate ma'isa. Those called the parish Maruba parish. Rife says that these 10 are chayiv and ma'isa. So to Rosh, no, asiri vadai, the way asiri safik. That's what Rikiveg is makar for this rule, that rife is not a vadai. If Rav would be a Vadai, if Kol HaParish, Ruba HaParish, you make it a Vadai, you'd be Chayiv and Ma'aser on those 10. So to be Kivegan, no. Rav is a Safik. In Gezeres HaKosev that you're allowed to rely on such a Safik, Lepula. So Gezeres HaKosev, Torah said, the same Rabbi Yisholim that said, you're not allowed to eat something treif, said that if the thing that's treif is Kol HaParish, Ruba HaParish, you're allowed to eat it. Because it's a Vadai? No. It's a Safik. But even though it's a suffix, call the parish rule the parish. By Meiser, where we have a mir, a siri vadei, belay a siri suffix, it's even right, it's still a suffix. This is Rabbi Kiveg's yisayid, which is the Pnei Yeshua's yisayid apparently here, which he's plugging in to Rava and saying pshat in Rava that why does Rava require l'chatchila l'shma? I, Rav b'kiyim, because l'chatchila, we don't rely on Rav. L'chatchila, we're shayach to not rely on rive. You know, by animals we rely on rive. We don't do all the bedikas because it's a big turcha to do all to be bedik all parts of the animal. So we rely rive behem is same trait. But where you could be mevarer, so there you have to be mevarer. So it fits beautifully. Once Rava said you have to say b'farei nechtav because of dilmas hilach lufe, so you're already requiring b'farei nechtav. So now it's already easy to tell him, say l'shma, or at least it should be implied l'shma, you should know l'shma. So it's very gishmak. In Svara, why Rava would suddenly require l'shma? He doesn't agree that stamazai with mechayiv l'shma, teretz is. Stamazai, to go, a woman comes with a get, to go look for eidim l'shma, that's a big tercha, we're not mechayiv. But once you require the funny nechta about the masilach l'face, now we want l'shma too. But I saw very nice in the Ksava Kabbalah as a digression, is he takes this yisayid and plugs it into an old tumult that we tumult about many, many times. The Pri Chodesh's case in the Shev Shmaitza, which those of you who were here last year will remember, the case with the butcher who had 7 animals, and he shechted 7 animals, and he cleaned out their insides, and he started selling them. And he sold, what was it, 5.5 animals? And he's selling one at a time. He's selling steaks. He sold 5.5 animals he sold. And then, he still had, when I said he's shechted 7, so he had 1.5 left. So then he found one of the stomachs of one of the animals had a treifus in it, had a hole in the stomach, it was treifus. Which one? I don't know which one. Because all the stomachs are mixed out. The stomachs don't look like the animal. You can't tell by a stomach which animal it's from. So what's the din of all these seven behemoths? One is treif, and six are kosher. So the halacha is the kol kavua kemechta mechta. Whatever's in the butcher store is treif. Even if in the butcher store, I said he had 1.5 animals. Even if he had all seven animals in the butcher store, they would all be treif. Kol kavua kemechta mechta. We don't go basarayv when something is in its original place. So whatever's in the butcher store is treif. I think the case was 4.5 or so, 2.5 in the butcher store. So he said the 2.5 butcher store had zecha treif. Called the parish, meruba parish. People bought. Anybody who bought a steak at home, they could go basarai. Six animals will cost you, one animal's treif. Called the parish, meruba parish. What does that mean? If I have a steak in my house, I could say mine is from the kosher animal. So that's pashut. What's the whole tumul in the Shev Shmaitzer? The tumul is, what do you do with the halves of the animal? The half an animal, which is parish, what do you say? The half an animal that's already someone bought it, don't you say, call the parish, move the parish. This is not the animal with the bad stomach, with the traitor stomach. The other half of the same animal, which is in the butcher store, what's it in? It's treif. You say it is the animal with the bad stomach. But it's the same animal, it had the same stomach. So how can you split it? How can you say, this was the tumult. The Frichadr said you can't split it. And call the parish Maruba parish, Paskin's ice. Not the Frichadr, the Frichadr brought that, I think a Basil who said it, that a Paskin's ice, that the half which went out, called the parish Maruba parish, this animal didn't have the treif stomach. So the other half which was inside also doesn't have a treif stomach. And the other half which is inside is also kosher. It's the same animal. Very logical. This was his tipsak. So if you remember, the Prichad just says that anyone who passes this way, Engloi, Yedias, Behilchis, Issa Veheta, Benyamin, Elosmailoi, that anybody who passes, that you can't split the animal, is ignorant. That you, of course you can split the animal. What's wrong? The outside half be treif, the inside half be kosher. What's the problem? That's why I think it was the Prichad just said it. That you could split it. I think it was the Basil who said the Faker. So he said that there's no problem splitting it. Now most people would agree with the Prichad. How do you split the animal? Logically. I mean, if it's like Kapaskin, that half is not the one, Kalabash Ruba Parish, it should help for this one. So the Ksava Kapoli, he says, that this is all Tali and Rabbi Kivag is Yisayt, which was often Eishon is Yisayt. If you say right Paskins, right makes it a Vadai, then the Beis Hillel is right. Right tells us, the Torah is Vadai, that this half of the animal, called the Parish, Meruba Parish, that half of the animal was Parish, is right. So if you're going to tell me that, then you're right. But Hayyais, we have our Yisayt, Rabbi Kivag is Yisayt, the Phoenician is Yisayt, that even a Rive is not a Vadai, a Rive is only a Safik. So that din, that I'm allowed to eat the half that's outside, is not the Torah's Vadai, it's a Safik. The halach is, the Torah said you're allowed to be making on such a Safik. So you're allowed, the halach is, it's mutter to eat it. But it's not Vadai that didn't have a trade of stuff, it could be a din. The one inside, halacha doesn't say you could eat. The one inside remains treif. So the halacha says this is kashrus, this is treif. The halacha doesn't say this one had the treif stomach and this one didn't. It's the same stomach. But the din of raiv is that it's still a safik. What do you do by sveikus? Well, if it's parish, sveikus you eat. If it's kavua, sveikus you don't eat. It's the same thing. It's very, very geschmack to tap on this nekuda as the nekuda samachlokes.
What's the parish after over the
what?
You have two opposing dinim. You have a din of kol the parish, and parish and kol the kavul and smes. So basically, all saying on the pashtos and the parish after.
Looking at me. Why should the parish win over the kavul? I think if you look in the way it's brought the Shmaitzer, he says three possibilities. be the parish kapaskin on. He said the shayel asked, does the parish paskin on both or does the kavua paskin on both? And the Prichaj said, no, they still said that the kula paskins on both. I suppose because it's more based on svara than kavua, which is a chayik. I'm just guessing that that's why. Look it up. And, could be. So anyway, this is the this is the tuvel. We have a lot more on this Indian. The Shmaitz, I think, was Mechalik, the Rubit, the Issachaman, Rubit, the Lessachaman. But just to remind you enough times, maybe you remember, of this tuvel that we had. And this Nekuda is a very nice uptouch of the Nekuda Sunset. Okay, let's move on to the next sugya here in the Gemara. B'fanei nechtav kulai, b'fanei nechtav chetzi apostle. Omer Rav Chista, now we're going to have three members. Rav Chista, Rav, Rav Ashi, each says a chiddush. For some reason, there's not much in the Rishonim and Achrayim. You'd think it'd be a lot of tumbling over it. So let's see each one. What are we going to have? Rav Chista, Rav, Rav Ashi. We'll have a kash on Rav Chista, kash on Rav. Rav Ashi, the Gemara of Yitzfriden with, and Tosis will ask a similar kash on Rav Ashi. That's the Seder. So let's see the Seder. Amr Rav Chista, Afilu Shnayim Me'idna Asim Asiyat Sheini Pasim. Now what's Rav Chista saying? What's the case? The Shliach says, I'm one Chasima, I recognize it. I saw him sign. Two Eidim say, on the second Chasima, we saw it. So it's Rav Chista Chiddush, it's Pasim. My Taima, I Kulai B'Kiyom Aget, I Kulai B'Tekaras Ham. You can't mix and match. If you want to do it with a shliach, it has to be kulay with a shliach. If you want to do it with two eidim, you have to do it straight with two eidim. One or the other. That's his svara. Taisus adds a little svara. Because Rav is kasha, the Gemara is going to slug him up, is such an obvious kasha. So Taisus says that Rav Chista held, Taisus say kulay, the loydayik ha-shliach kolkach. He's afraid the shliach is not going to be b'dayik. If you're not relying on him alone, he's not medayik. So either if you want to rely on a shliach, you rely on him alone, otherwise to aid. Maskef lo rova. Mi yikamidi. Di lo amar chad kashta. How should you get trade possible? Rova's not yichal. Ela, Rova says another pshat. Amar rova. Afilu hu va'acher mi yidam achsimus yad sheini possible. Such a fellow, Rova Svara. Rova is saying that even hu va'acher, in other words, he's saying on everything. Just he has someone with him on the second chasima, that makes it worse. My talma, osilach luvikim shtaras talma, kadaf in the river, then why not put in the chatzada? You can't do that. So Gemara asks a similar kasha on Rava, which is Ravashi, which we'll see in a minute. Just before that, there's a kasha here in this Gemara, actually more from Rav Chista than from Rava. It's mashma here that the etzem, it would be kosher if you would have two Eidim saying Eidus on one signature and two Eidim saying Eidus on the other signature. It wouldn't be a problem. I kulai the Takan Sechamim, either Shliach on both. I kulai the Eidim. If you had two Eidim on one signature and two Eidim on the other, it would be good. Rava says that Lahaloch is even good. If the Shliach says Eidus on one signature, two Eidim say Eidus on the other signature, Rava holds it's good. Yazir Achistim. Chayra is a problem. We have a rule. Eidim can say Eidus only al davar, v'loy al chatzi davar. You have to warn the other kohenim as well. Is that him? Look what you do. You got to lose something to be a kohenim. You know? The kasha is, I know they can leave them with a kasha without an answer, but anyway, we have a rule, Eidus can only say this on davar, but like chatzi davar. Eidim can't say this on half a thing. So you can't, it's not like a puzzle, you take two Eidus on this, two Eidus on that, and then you figure out what happened. That's not Eidus. Eidus have to say this al davar for loya chati davar. They have to say this on an entire fact, and not a half a fact. So the kasha is, how could you have two eidim on one signature and two eidim on another signature? How could you? Each aid is a chatikiyum. I'm saying aid is the signature is good. It's a chatikiyum. What do you mean it's a whole aid? But it doesn't do anything. You know, the case of chati davar, you know, somebody wants to aid is a woman or a man is a god when you have saris. So two aidim say they saw a hair on one part of the body, and two aidim say saw a hair on the second part of the body. Each cat is saying on one hair. But that hair doesn't pass in any dinim. From the two together, we could say it was a god. Here also, two eidim on one signature of kiyum. What's that? Two eidim on the other. What's that? Oh, two together. Now we have two eidim on the star.
The star is also one star to prove this guy's signature, another star to prove the
other guy's signature. Dimi shtaris, you have the same kasha. But dimi shtaris, you take two different shtaris. Okay, some you would have to have the same pair of eidim being medama both shtaris.
Now I can use these shtaris. I have eidus and these shtaris on this signature. I can use each one of these signatures. If I only have one name on the other shtar, I can use these two eidim to medama over that shtar also. I give an example like this.
That's not the case. That doesn't bring in another shtar. Two eidim say I know this signature. Two eidim say I know this signature. But this is not Mekuyim. You can only use a Mekuyim de Kishtar. It shouldn't be Mekuyim. Eidus or Chatzi Dover. It's not Eidus.
The question is, what's the Eidus? What is this signature Kashar or Kashar? The answer is this signature Kashar or Kashar. The question is not, is this Kashar or Kashar? Otherwise, how can you compare two stars that you get to the same line? After you have two different stars, you get two different stars.
If it's chatzi davar, if you find a reason it's not chatzi davar, then no. If it obviously there's going to be a teretz, if it's a kasha, there's going to be a teretz. So if there's a teretz, you're right. If the kasha will be correct, so beidim yishtaris will be the same thing. Right, if you want, just like I mentioned in the Gemara, can ask beidim yishtaris. The Yeshua asked this kasha in Ksuvos, but he does not ask it on our sugya. He asks it on shtarei mamin. He asks the kasha by every kiyum of shtarei mamin. Two eidim on one signature. Two eidim on the other signature are good. Why? It's chatzi davar. He says a very geshmacket. He says the riff in Bava Basra says, "Becheskas gimel shana." If you have two eidim that say they saw this man in the field year number one, another two eidim say they saw the same man in the field year number two, a third pair of eidim say we saw the man in the field year number three. The three consecutive years, it's a good chazaka. Cheskas gimel shanim could be two eidim on year number one, two eidim year number two, year number three. Of course, there has to be consecutive years, but it's good. So the riff asks, chatzi davar. Chatzi davar. How could that say it's on 1 year? Chatzi davar. And for the riff, as long as there's a nafkamina, there's some nafkamina, but there got to be some other din that we accept the Eidus for that other nafkamina. Once we accept them for everything. In the case where they say we saw him in the field, eating pears in the field for a year, we accept the Eidus. Why? Because Lagabe, the din Torah, whose pears are they? We have Eidim that he ate pears. Let's say just two Eidim will come only on year number one. And they would say, we saw him eat the pears. We would accept the eidim. And we would be mechayev him to pay the owner of the field the pears back. Because we have eidim are saying something which is a cause for Besdin to accept the eidim. If two eidim say they saw Reuven eating pears in Shimon's field, Besdin accepts the eidim. Now right now the eidim are good for the Marikama. So right now they're saying, we saw him eat fruit. They're going to make him pay back the Marikama. But they accept the Eidus. And two Eidus come in year number two. And again, Besdin accepts the Eidus. Because Besdin has a separate reason to accept the Eidus for something else. Once you accept them for something, Zakhtar If, now they're accepted for everything. Once they're saying Eidus on a Dovar, which is on the eating of the Paris, so there's nothing wrong with being Eidus on Dover v'chetzi, on one and a half things. It can't be Eidus on half a thing, but it could be Eidus on one thing plus a half, that's again something else. That's the Rifsi side, which I think all the Rishonim agree with. The Meila is up to Pnei Yeshua v'ergishmak. By Maminis, if I have a shtar, and I'm Mekayim one signature, only one, what's the din? Eid Echad is Mekayim v'shvua. If I have a shtar, two Eidim are Mekayim one signature. So that means I have one Eid. Eid Echad v'ksav, and a shtar is Mekayim v'shvua. So Hayais, Bezdim will accept the Eidus l'gabi shvua. To be Mekayim v'shvua, we accept. So two Eidim come, they're Mekayim one signature, we accept them. Whether it's signature this or signature that, whichever signature, either one, will accept the Eidus for being Mekayim v'shvua. Once you accept it for being Mekayim v'shvua, so it's Eidus for Dover, for shvua. So now, we can do it for Dover plus a Chatzi Dover to be Mekayim the whole shtar. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz. Also very glad with Gishmak and Teretz. I don't think it's far anybody has a problem with it. Everything's very glad with Gishmak. The problem is, and the Chidush HaRim asked this kasha. He says, what's the Pnei Yeshua going to do with Masechtas Gittin? It's very good when you're Mekayim Shtar Mamin, you can have two Eidus on one, two Eidus on the other, because by Shtar Mamin you're Mekayim Shvua. A Gittin, if you have two Eidim on one signature of a get, that's not a kiyum. There's no chiyuv eshvua by gittin. We make a woman swear that she's mugureshes or not mugureshes. No such thing. There's no such shvua say echad by gittin. So frek the chedusha yirim a kavaldi v'chershin. What are we going to do with chatzi davar by gittin? By mamin, it's kishmak chatzi davar one eid mekayim one signature mekayim eshvua. But by gittin. What? Yes, I do. In our Gemara, it's not a mamzer anyway. Why do I say it? Le'eid echad. If you have a real eid echad, it's the same thing if you have kiyaman eid echad, as you say. If you have a real eid echad, a shtar, sheyesh by eid echad. All right, that's sort of what. Well, all right, he answers. Kent, that's what he says. So this is the issue. The kash is a very nice chap. It's the Peshua. Peshua is the key word to say that does something. The chap is nice chap like it. So of course, the Chidushirim says we have to figure out what are we going to do. If you can figure out any nafkamina by getting, that's how you get out of it. See, Taka says really what you're saying, that by Gittin we do find a place where Eid Echad is good by a get, Ksav Seifer, the get, Ksav Seifer, plus one Chasima, is good. Whereas Machloik is like Ksav Seifer, Ksav Seifer. But if you hold Ksav Seifer is good, it's certainly good to the Eid. Ksav Seifer means the handwriting of the Seifer in the Shtar, plus an Eid Echad, I'm a Tzarev. That'll be a chap. How do you have an afkamina in chasimah seir echad? If you have ksav seifer veir echad, it's good. Now, grad in our sugya you do, because the whole sugya is nichtav kulay nechtam chetzay. Nichtav kulay means he's saying, hey, this is not ksav seifer. Ksav seifer, we know. Now it's a shayim lechasima. So it's a shayim lechasima. One chasima will do the trick. You understand what's going on? We're saying we're trying to find a nafkamina. We're trying to find a nafkamina in the chesima of 1-8. We're saying the chesima of 1-8 is good. Because the chesima of 1-8 could work with the tziruf of the ksav seifer. What Yaakov is asking is true. Really, chesima seir echad is no good. Just ksav seifer is the chesima shniya. So the chedushim's teretz is only good if the eidim are saying eidus on the ksav seifer plus one signature, and the other eidim are saying on the ksav seifer plus one signature. But if you have one pair of Edim on the Ksav Sefer, and one pair of Edim on the signature, it would still seem to be Chassidava. Because the Ksav Sefer is just sort of in place of a signature. So it would seem, you fight to have the Kasha, that you should need the same pair of Edim on the Ksav Sefer and on the signature. So Vaitit Shver, does he say a good teretz for a hechatimtza? Saying a good teretz for a case with the same edus or saying edus in the ksav sefer and nichtav kulay the nechtav chetziyai, it's good.
Put it again. Say the ksav of the shema. Say edus for the ksav of the shema.
No problem. So now edus
on the ksav. So now you have the edus for the ksav of the.
So the edus on the ksav. Now ksav. The edus on the ksav. I have to accept them for the shema. So they say one and a half.
Now
what are you going to do with the other pairs? The other pairs just have to be done more.
But
yeah, no, but they're only chatzidava. You need now to find enough giving on both ends. So it's tak what you say is true. You say it's just an ksav. You have ksav. You have something. And the chesima. What are you going to do with the chesima? Fight a problem. What? Because it's still chatzidava. You tell me that Allah is good. I know Allah is good. I'm just asking, why is it good? It's still chatzidava. The two ways to say this on one signature. And that edus on the ksiva, right, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's a long
face. The Gemara says it's good.
No, even if it's pretend they learn of a law, they're laws of the laws of all like Rashi and they argue on the Tanakhama. Similarly, it's very good, but there's one of the cases of the Yishla Vedacha. And your laws are all
the Vedacha would act subsequent, and that would not matter. And that matter, Vedacha would act subsequent. And that matter, Vedacha would act subsequent.
Even like the laws of
Allah certainly, I think, check later, otherwise I have an answer. I'm just thinking now of Derek Pilpel, I don't know, if you started answering. We once had a stipler. Stipler said, why do the Edom have to sign Lishma? He had a chap. He said the Edom have to sign Lishma, that's part of the Ksav. Right? The Edom says also part of the Ksav, I get. So Edom also have to sign Lishma. Why? Edom Pasha is just saying witness, but I have to sign the Shema. So I think remember we had such a stipler in the Kisvei Akilos Yaakov. He said that they have to sign, they also sign, it's also a din in Lishma. No, they have to sign us Edom, plus they have to sign us Lishma. So maybe then you can say what you said.
But then it can't begin. Because if I only said Edus on the Ksav of the Sofer, I'm not saying Edus for the rest of Lishma.
Saying Edus that the Ksav of the Sofer is Lishma.
But I'm not saying the rest of it.
But I'm not saying the rest of it is Lishma. So what I wanted to say is you have to accept them Legabi Lishma of the signature. Once you accept Legabi Lishma, you accept them Legabi the Akir. Just saying it is Vaita, it's Chatzi Dover. Because if you're saying the Ksav is Lishma, I'm not saying the whole get is Lishma. Who cares if the Ksav alone is Lishma? Right. So we're stuck again. So we're stuck. It's a nice thing to try to figure out enough to meet. Yeah.
So here it's only a simon because you're just saying that this aid is an aid, and that's a simon that this get was written code, that this testimony is on this get. Not a
Kim Starr's not a Kim Star is a simon that what said the star really happened. By mammon, maybe I'll be masking to you. The signature is only ages that it happened. But by get.
The problem is, we're lacking the knowledge that this is them. So once you just tell them that this is them, so it's revealing to us that this is the kosher get. It's only revealing to us.
There's Rabbi Chanan in the beginning of Pesach. Rabbi Chanan wants to say that on Sesek Kechavim, you need three Kechavim. So the Chanan declares, if two Edom say they saw one Kechav on one side of the sky, two Edom on the other side, two Edom on the other side, is that considered Chatzi Davar or Kulei Davar? The Chanan goes into a clair, are the Kechavim a simin that it's night? A simin of how dark? Or the Siva? Kechavim make it night somehow. He says, if it's a simin, then it could work. Chatzi Davar, there's no psul Chatzi Davar. When you say it's not a simin, you say it's because it is a simin. So with that, you want to say signatures are also only a simin?
The key of signatures. The key of signatures.
No, the subject of the edus has to be. No, signatures have to be a simin. It's not the Edus on the stars. It's the stars that have to be a Simon. No, it's not the Edus on the signature. The signature itself has to be a Simon.
The signatures are there. No one's arguing. The question is this signature...
Authenticating the signature, the signature being the person's signature, is that just a Simon that it happened? When you have a signature in a shtar, it's a Simon that what happened in the shtar is true? Or it's a... If it's a shtar Kenyan, if it's a Siba, you have to have it there. If it's a star raya, then it's only a sin. The whole star.
The signatures are there.
No, it sounds like a pilpul. We have to be down. You may be right. Maybe right. Not according to Ramey. The old Eidei Chassim Lekati, you'd be wrong. Then the signatures are the Sibas again. It gets a kashrut.
The signatures are there. The problem is we don't know if these signatures are real. So I'm just telling you that these signatures are real.
But the signatures themselves have to be a sin for your tests to work. We'll argue about it later. We'll argue about it in position. I think so. Alright, look, the Kasha is a good other Kasha. The Kasha on the Peshua, that Chati Dover, he says, because you have a Shvua, therefore Kiyam of 1-8 is good. What are you going to do with Kitten? Kasha is a very good Kasha. Just start Ravashi, and I'll tell you what we're going to do tomorrow. Maskeflo Ravashi, Mika Midi. Rav said, the Shliach himself would say it would be good. If you have the Shliach plus an egg, it's worse. So Ravashi doesn't like it. Elo Ravashi, Afilo Aimer Aniyu Aicheni, Apostle. Also, tremendous Chiddush. The Shliach says, I recognize one signature, and the second one is me. It's me, Apostle. it's such a funny thing. You would tell this to somebody, he'd laugh at you. The Shliach says, it's not me, I just recognize both signatures as kasha. So the first signature I recognize, the second one is my signature. How could that be possible? What's going on with Ravashi? Tosfos says the kasha. Me kamidi dilu amar b'fanei nechtam kasha v'shem dama niu echeni possible. Pelu. Mamsha pelu. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Ketzais' Mahalach here. The Ketzais is in Simin Memvav. It's a cut in Ches, I believe. If you look at the Ketzais al-Gitten, they print the Ketzais al-Gitten. Not only he brings the Ketzais, but there's a lot of Nesivis. Most of the Nesivis have nothing to do with Asugir. They pick out the piece of Nesivis that has to do with Asugir. And it's put here, it's one of the Machleks in Ketzais Nesivis. We're going to do it tomorrow.